Mr. Watkinson, you have a consent agenda item?
This is for after-the-fact approval for authorization to retain 20 timber pilings by the Walsey LLC company. And this is to support a 180-foot long by 8-foot wide upper deck expansion with an 84-foot deck, a 428-foot long by 6-foot wide lower deck expansion surrounding the Coles Point Tavern, and a 100-foot long by 6-foot wide timber fishing pier with a 300-foot T-head adjacent to property along the Potomac River at 850 Salisbury Park Road in Westmoreland County. In this case, the applicant has agreed to a $1,000 civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action and a triple permit fee of $300. As you probably know, most of the Potomac River is in Maryland. It's not Virginia submerged lands. However, Section 28.2101 of the Code of Virginia stipulates the Commission's jurisdiction shall include the power to exercise regulatory authority over all structures and improvements built or proposed by riparian property owners in the Potomac River appurtenant to the shore of the Commonwealth. This statutory authority was added to the Code in 2005. Prior to that time, the Commission did not take jurisdiction or issue permits for any structures in the Potomac River that were on the submerged lands of the state of Maryland. Since this code section, however, we do issue permits for expansions of projects and for new projects in the Potomac River for riparian owners along the Virginia shoreline. In this case, the restaurant actually extends out from the shoreline over Maryland waters, and the deck will surround the restaurant. It's been there well before the 2005 code change. In fact, probably been there since the 50s or 60s or even before that. In this case, the owner really wasn't aware of what permits were needed from the commission. They were advised by the fire marshals in Charles County, Maryland, that they should provide additional exits around the restaurant building, and that necessitated the need for a deck around the building to get patrons out in case of an emergency. They began the construction. We were notified, went and met with them before they had driven too many pylons, but as you can see, they drove 20 in support of the structure. They stopped the work, agreed to work with us to get their permits, but they also notified us at the time that they wanted to make additional expansions around the facility, including the lower deck and access to a fishing pier. All of that we thought was appropriate. We thought it was appropriate to authorize the after-the-fact portion of the project. We subjected this to our public interest review. There have been no objections or oppositions to the plan, and staff has recommended approval. And we believe this is a minimal deviation, a minimal impact based on the work that was done prior to getting the permits. And so as a result, we're just recommending that you accept the $1,000 civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action.
Questions by members of the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on this item? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. France?
Yes, move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. France to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Tony.